It's Tuesday, September 19, 2023. And this is Uranium Spotlight, your weekly podcast dedicated to delivering the latest news and events shaping the uranium fuel market and its critical role in the global energy landscape. Brought to you by PurePoint Uranium Group, trading on the TSX Venture and the OTCQB. PurePoint actively operates a portfolio of advanced uranium projects in the world's richest uranium district and has established partnerships with some of the largest uranium suppliers worldwide. While our passion for this subject is undeniable, it's essential to clarify that the information presented here is not investment advice. Instead, our goal is to offer an unbiased and comprehensive review of recent events that could impact uranium prices. And now your host, Chris Frostad.
This week on Uranium Spotlight, we look at the World Nuclear Association's Global Nuclear Fuel Report, Japan's nuclear restart efforts, Australia's struggle with nuclear power, and the equity market's reaction to rising uranium prices. Last week saw a significant shift in the uranium market, with prices surging to levels not seen since before the Fukushima accident in 2011. The uranium spot price closed last week at $65.50 US per pound U308, jumping up another $4.50. Last week's World Nuclear Association symposium revealed strong demand and a bullish market sentiment, driving prices higher despite low transaction numbers. Buyers were eager and sellers held back offers, resulting in rapid price increases, even with firm bids above $65 a pound. Positive news coverage in major newspapers like the Wall Street Journal and Financial Times added to the momentum. Additionally, Sprott Physical Uranium Trust's solid premium to its NAV led to a $34 million fundraise, though it has not yet reported any uranium purchases. While the spot price last week experienced notable upward movement against limited book volume, the term uranium market was quiet with no reported new demand or contract awards. The World Nuclear Association, or WNA, hosted its symposium in London last week, drawing roughly 700 participants from the global nuclear industry. During the event, the WNA released its 2024 Global Nuclear Fuel Report, which outlines scenarios for supply and demand in the fuel supply chain through 2040. There were four key takeaways from the report. One, the era of growing secondary feed supply has come to an end. Over the past decade, oversupply in the nuclear fuel market has mainly attributed to secondary feed sources, including government stockpile sales and underfeeding by enrichers. However, sales from government stockpiles have ceased, and enrichers are shifting towards overfeeding, creating demand for uranium. While reprocessing of spent fuel could increase secondary feed availability, it requires further development to make a substantial impact. Number two, the availability of mobile uranium inventory has significantly decreased. Primary uranium and conversion supply reductions due to production suspensions have created a potential gap between supply and demand. Unlike the past, existing inventories can no longer easily cover the gap. Availability may depend on market conditions and cooperation from traders and producers. Number three, global nuclear generating capacity is expected to grow at a compound annual growth rate of 3.6% until 2040. This increase is attributed to life extensions, new builds, stronger government support, and the anticipated deployment of small modular reactors starting in the 2030s. The WNA forecasts global nuclear generating capacity to reach 685.8 gigawatts by 2040, with 5% coming from small modular reactors. And number four, after 2030, a growing volume of unspecified uranium supply will be needed to balance the market. The WNA predicts a compound annual growth rate of over 4% in uranium demand through the 2030s, mainly driven by nuclear expansion in East and South Asia. Uranium requirements are expected to reach approximately 130,000 tons of U per year by 2040. To bridge the supply gap, estimated at around 46,000 tons per U by 2040, incentives such as higher uranium prices, long-term offtake contracts, and capital availability will be necessary. The 2024 WNA Nuclear Fuel Report paints an extremely positive outlook for the global nuclear industry and uranium prices. With growing nuclear generating capacity, limited secondary uranium supply, and reduced inventory overhang, the uranium market is poised for interesting developments in the coming years. Japan is making significant strides in restarting its aging nuclear reactors, aimed at bolstering energy security and reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The Nuclear Regulation Authority, or NRA, will commence safety inspections for older reactors in October, aligning with new regulations taking effect in June of 2025. These regulations mandate safety approval for reactors operating for 30 years or more by June of 2025. Operators must secure permission every decade thereafter. While Tokyo is committed to expanding its nuclear power capacity to achieve emission reduction goals, the sector's share remains low at 6% in 2022 to 2023. To meet its target of cutting emissions by 46% by 2030, Japan must bring more reactors online in the next 8 years. In Niigata Prefecture, discussions are underway to restart the Kashiwazaki Kariwa nuclear power plant, subject to expert reviews of the Fukushima accident. The prefecture formed an expert panel to investigate the incident's causes, health and safety impacts, and evacuation measures. The governor confirmed the absence of contradictions among the panel's reports, signaling progress towards restarting the plant. Simultaneously, Kansai Electric Power successfully resumed a 47-year-old reactor at the Takahama facility, thanks to special government approval extending its operational life. This marks Japan's third reactor to restart following the Fukushima disaster. The restarts are projected to reduce LNG imports, aiding in lowering Asian LNG prices and cutting fuel procurement costs for utilities. Despite these advancements, challenges persist in gaining approvals and community consent for nuclear reactors. The government's target of 20 to 22% nuclear energy in the mix by 2030 may fall short, leading to continued reliance on fossil fuels. Japan's journey to balance its energy sources and meet emission targets remains a complex, ongoing endeavor. Last week, the Australian government, led by Climate Change and Energy Minister Chris Bowen, released a cost estimate of $387 billion for replacing the country's retiring coal-fired power stations with nuclear energy. This announcement serves as a preemptive strike against the opposition, which is considering including nuclear power in its energy policy for the upcoming election. Bowen argues that implementing nuclear energy would impose a cost of approximately $25,000 on each of Australia's 15 million taxpayers. These cost estimates were provided by the Department of Climate Change, Energy, Environment, and Water. To replace the 21.3 gigawatts of retiring coal capacity, Bowen suggests that at least 71 small modular reactors with a combined capacity of 300 megawatts each would be required, totaling $387 billion. This projection contrasts sharply with the estimated capital cost of large-scale solar at $1,058 per kilowatt and onshore wind at $1,989 per kilowatt by 2030. Proponents of nuclear energy in the opposition argue that it is necessary to achieve net zero emissions by 2050. However, they have not yet detailed the speed or extent of nuclear energy's use in their policy, which is still in draft form and awaiting approval within the coalition. Opposition leader Peter Dutton contends that next-generation nuclear technologies are a viable option to complement renewables, and they can be integrated into existing grids. Bowen, on the other hand, describes the opposition's pursuit of nuclear energy as economically impractical, stating that it is around three times more expensive than firming up renewables. Bowen emphasizes that the $387 billion price tag is 20 times the cost of the Albanese government's rewiring the National Fund, which supports new renewable generation and transmission capacity. He calls upon the opposition to clarify how they intend to finance their nuclear energy plan, which he characterizes as a costly and unrealistic pipe dream. This debate occurs amid a backlash from farmers against the construction of new power lines needed to transmit renewable energy, highlighting the challenges facing Australians' transition to cleaner energy sources. As mentioned, spot and long-term uranium prices have been on the rise lately, with the spot crossing the $60 threshold over the past few weeks, a trend expected to continue as they move upward towards the incentive price necessary to turn uranium mines back on. This movement in the commodity price has not gone unnoticed by investors. Over the past 4 weeks, the spot price has risen by 12%. For those with a balanced uranium portfolio, the value of that basket would have increased by approximately 35% over that same time period. Notable is Cameco, which at $52.76 hit its 15-year high. If you hold uranium developers, you would have seen similar results, as Denison at $2.21 is touching its 52-week high. Even Goviex and Global Atomic have recouped much of the losses they suffered last month following the political unrest in their home country of Niger. Uranium explorers have recovered significantly over the past 4 weeks. 2 years ago, the average stock price of uranium exploration companies was 200% higher than where they sit today, demonstrating a significant upside opportunity as uranium prices continue to move. Uranium explorer Sky Harbor has seen a 26% price increase in their stock over the last 4 weeks, while PurePoint Uranium enjoyed a 38% increase over the same time period. And that wraps up your Uranium Spotlight coverage for this week. For more news and events from the world of uranium, please tune in next week to Uranium Spotlight.
You've been listening to Uranium Spotlight, your weekly podcast dedicated to delivering the latest news and events shaping the uranium fuel market and its critical role in the global energy landscape. Brought to you by PurePoint Uranium Group, advancing its position as the premier uranium explorer in the world's richest uranium district. Join us again next week for Uranium Spotlight.